It's Hidden Gems Day, presented by Breezewood Floors and Fanshawe College. We are profiling 100% Skateboard Skate Club. Brian Timmons is spearheading the movement locally. For people who don't know, Brian, can you just tell us a bit about what 100% Skateboard Skate Club is?
Well, it started in Venice, California, Dogtown. It was a brainchild of Jay Adams, who was kind of the godfather of modern skateboarding. And it was one of his dreams to have that when kids were, going to the skater cons and stuff like that, right? Like the big business ones and stuff. He wanted to see patches and stuff like that, just to, like a camaraderie. But unfortunately, Jay died about 7 years ago. So his friend Jesse Martinez, who I've had the privilege of chatting a couple times, he started going again. So now we're 50 chapters deep, all over the world, new ones popping up here and there. And it's just all about, focusing on the children, give them what they need, underprivileged children, stoke them, just keeping the culture going. You know what I mean? It's like setting the future for skateboarding itself, right? You spark the interest in a young one, and then it just blossoms from there.
Now, the real focus here, just to make sure that's driven home, is to help kids get a skateboard who may not otherwise get it.
Like, especially nowadays, things since the COVID are getting progressively worse, right? So, everything's about, everything's going up. So you know that parents really can't afford those little luxuries to give to the children and stuff like that. So that's why, like, with myself, I have, like I said, I'm in the skate community across the world pretty much. I have buddies that own companies. I have buddies that have stores. So I wheel and deal with them a little bit to get some gifts from them. Sometimes I got to, out of my own pocket, a little bit of cash or whatnot and stuff like that. But then they send the stoke to go with, right? So it kind of smooths it over a little bit. But to have donations come in from other entities would be the best part. Then I can, make the club grow even more, and we can flourish even more and help more children out.
Now, you've been doing this for a while in the Brantford, Norfolk, Haldeman area. I guess, what's the reception been like here in Norfolk?
Well, I just get what I get from Kindness Counts. I don't see anybody per se, like face-to-face, like how you and I are meeting right now. It's just when I go there, and I set up a time and I meet the mom or dad, or even the one was a neighbor, and once I read that, I was like, boom, like that was a given, because that's what, she noticed something, that, this little guy could, and then, so then I went there and hooked him up with like everything, with shoes, helmet, knee pads, elbow pads, brand new skateboard, shirt, I think two shirts, sticker collection, stuff like that, right? So we just hook them up as much as I can. But, I get the feedback just from reading, like after I post it on Kindness Counts or on my skate page or even like just my profile on Facebook or whatever and stuff. And then, you get people's, little messages on there, and every little one is a good thing. There's never been a naysayer. It's always positive, because I think myself personally, a lot of people, I don't want to stereotype or not, but there are those people out there that aren't givers, right? And myself growing up in a harder time, my mom worked three jobs, three children, single mom, she did whatever she could do, but you just do what you can with what you have. And if someone can help you out along the way, it just makes things that much more grander.
Thank you, Brian. More information regarding on how you can help out with Brian's cause here through donations, or if you know a kid who may benefit from a skateboard, you can read more about that above this audio clip right now in text. Thank you for listening to Hidden Gems Day, presented by Breezewood Floors and Fanshawe College.